Well, you know, one of the things is they have running back by committee. Forte has been doing it for a while, and he comes in and he's a downhill elusive runner. Then they have the combination of young guys right behind them that come in at change up backs. So we got our work cut out from that standpoint. Our gap integrity is really the key. It's the same thing. Doing our job longer means that being consistent in gap control. When I own one, I have to own it. I can't make a play in someone else's gap. And that's the consistency that we got to continue to get back to. We showed it. It happened. But the inconsistency, when you play a team that's does ordinary, very extraordinary, it shows up. So we got to continue to do that and understand that this is a great run team this week.
Is a big veteran like Ruben, will he be able to help you this week, give Grady and Poe a blow there maybe?
I wouldn't say just him by himself. It definitely will help out. I think that's one of the things that, you know, as many guys that you can have like that in our brotherhood that's going to help out on the interior to help out. Those guys, you know this as anyone else, that rotation between those guys, it helps come the fourth quarter. So he's going to help from that standpoint.
Coach, Devondre Campbell is one player who really seems like he's improved from last year to this year. And one of the things that really stands out about him is his versatility and his ability to do a lot of different things well. Having a player like that, what does it mean to this defense?
Someone asked me earlier about him. One of the things that a lot of people don't understand is he was battling injuries last year, and we're very pleased with where he's coming and where he's going from the standpoint of how much work he's put in the offseason. That's been really productive, and your guys are getting to see it. He's being a part of our brotherhood, and he's doing his job very well, and that's the part that we're excited about.
Are you guys surprised that he's been as effective as a pass rusher as he's been so far, or is that something you guys identified early on?
Contribute to Dre. He's put the time in. Meeting outside the building, working on his pass rush moves. And basically with all the guys, when you put the time in, that's anything in your profession as well. When you put the time in, you're going to get better at it. And I think that's what you're seeing from him in year two. To understand that you not only can play at this level, but you have a certain skill set that you can utilize on a weekly basis. Well, not to get too detailed, but as always, when you're playing an eight-man gap football, each gap is accounted for. You get two guys in one gap, that's not good. And it comes from pressing. Guys want to do more. Guys want to, we're playing hard. We tackle better. Guys want to play hard and want to get the job done. The thing is about it is the unique grace that we get, all we have to do is own our own and take care of the ordinary. If we can do that, we'll be fine. And play 60 minutes of owning our own and doing the ordinary.
How did Spoon get here?
Awesome to have Spoon back, man. The leadership within itself. Got to get in shape. You know, he looked good. You know, but he got to get in shape. He even tell you one of those things. But we're excited to have him back in the program. One of the things that, even when we worked him out, you know, our brotherhood is different. So he understands that. And the accountability coming back, he understands that as well.
What are some of the keys other than gap integrity? I guess gap integrity and discipline and shutting down the run.
They have a passing game, yes. Josh is playing outstanding, man. Like, a lot of people don't talk about it, but he's having one of his best years as a quarterback in his league. He came in the league when I came in, and you watch him now, and he has a grasp of his offense and the command with the other guys. Kirst came in and stepped in, and they have a cohesive unit. They have a tight end that's going to go out there, and he creates mismatches. So you have to understand that it's just not stop the run. They have a great passing game that is consistent enough, and Josh is mobile with his legs to continue drives and keep the ball moving. So we have our work cut out this week from that standpoint, understanding our gap integrity, even in our pass rush lanes, because Josh can get away.